You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to 4 different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
If we're playing When Smokey Sings by ABC, it can only mean one thing, ladies and gentlemen.
What does it mean?
One of our favorite people is here. Shalom.
Shalom. The sharpest suits.
Oh, sing it.
I love me some ABC.
Okay. All right.
I'm back. I was supposed to be here yesterday but then I just didn't show up because of Operation Winter Storm that didn't happen or whatever.
We barely mentioned Operation Stormwatch. We barely mentioned it at all.
Well, it was kind of a bust.
Well, and that's not the only reason you weren't here. You had a vanity photo shoot.
I did. I've been showing off all my pictures all day.
Oh, I mean, he looked fantastic. Have you seen those photos?
The hair.
Unedited. I mean.
First thing he said to me when we get in the elevator, when I go downstairs to get him. We get in the elevator, and I said, how was the photo shoot? Lovely. And we get in the elevator, and he looks up a picture, and he goes, by the way, untouched.
I'm telling you.
Hashtag no filter.
Hashtag no filter right out of the – Dan, have you seen them?
I have not.
Would you like to, Dan? Maybe
Dan,
in the commercial
I'll
break.
Show them okay. to you because I'm showing them to everybody. But I just want a shameless plug – for the crazy kids out at Rye Studio, way out in Stillwell. I had to get my visa stamped and pack a lunch. Good Lord, who lives out there? But anyway, it was well worth my... Stillwell.
Wow!
The opinions expressed on the Dana Parks Show...
do not reflect Dana or Parks.
No, I'm kidding. I didn't want to drive that far out there in the snow, not snow. But anyway, those crazy kids, the Ashhursts, they knocked it out of the park. I've never looked better. Full stop. And boy, did I have big hair. Big hair don't care.
When was the last time you've had a haircut?
It's been a long time.
It's looking good, though.
I know. I'm practically a Breck girl. I know. I've let it grow.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
practically, put it in a ponytail.
I'm a Breck girl. I know. I could have a man bun if I really wanted to.
Have you joined the M Club, though?
I don't know what that is. Is that...
Oh, no. You are not.
What is the M Club?
Where your hairline looks like an M?
Oh. No. I believe we're going there.
I don't think so.
Don't listen to him. You look fantastic.
Thank you. Dan, you will appreciate this. A few months ago, I had something called PRN or PRP. I can't remember the name of it exactly. But it's where they take multiple vials of blood out of your arm and spin basically the stem cells and then shoot it back into your scalp. In a series of rotating needles, and I'll be darned if that didn't start growing my hair again.
PRP?
PRP.
Platelet-rich plasma.
PRP.
Huh.
I went to Mirabile, and they did it, and it was shamazing. Now, look. Everybody, look. Viewers or listeners, you can't see. But here.
Imagine if you will.
I am showing the BALD spot that was bald, completely
you're
bald.
You're showing the crown of your head.
The crown of my head that was completely bald, it is bald no more.
Huh.
Full of hair.
It is. It's
luscious locks.
Luxurious. And huh. So Because you know I'm the vainest person all three of you know. Mm. And the most shallow. And the most narcissistic. Bless my heart.
You're shallow as a kiddie pool in my book. But I love you.
But
the
Dan.
The most narcissistic.
Yeah.
Or what?
Whoa, 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 whoa.
What did you just say?
I said, are you sure you're the most narcissistic?
And then he looked at me.
He did look at you. Oh, snap.
Wow. You can't be serious.
I'm actually just totally kidding, yes.
Have you worked today?
Or am I?
Dan, if Scott and I were to have a narcissist off, who would win? You better say me.
Well, I mean, there's the narcissist speaking. You better say me.
You better say me.
I think you're both.
Oh!
You both have your own.
Oh, child.
Things that you focus on.
I did not.
In your own way.
Did not see that coming.
So Michael Mackey, self-admitted vain and a little narcissistic. And Scott Parks, of course, focused very much on his own world.
It was himself. A big ass boom.
What?
That was the explosion that just happened in the studio.
This is not the note I wanted to start off on, but I'm kind of here for it.
It was a big ass boom.
I'm just saying.
No, what are you saying?
I don't know.
I heard what he said. I don't think we need to rehash it. There's a big stack in there because I did work today, Scott.
You know, I
there's way too many inside jokes right now.
You are from Western Shawnee. Try the brie. It's at room temperature.
I moved out to Western Shawnee because some gal that I knew wanted to buy a house in Western Shawnee. That was never the goal. I would have died in that house in Roland Park.
Do you have any grape upon?
I do love the row. I did love your house in the Ropo. I could walk there.
It was lovely. It was cute. If I had stayed and not fallen for her, I would have that thing paid off by now.
What, do you remember what I said to you right after I saw your new house? And I didn't mean it as insulting as it came out.
No.
I said, your old house had character. This one's just big.
It is a lot of beige. It's just beige. So much beige.
It's just a big house.
It was never my intent to move to Gray Oaks. I got sucker punched.
Mm-hmm.
But here we are, and now you have a whole new slew of neighbors who love you. And
I love the Meads.
Western Shawnee.
Everybody gets distracted by certain things every now and then.
I love the Hanlons.
From the text line, Dan, keeping it real.
LOL.
You know, funny thing is,
I don't know why we're still going down this rabbit hole. That's what I
because I have some, I have something to say.
Oh no!
Oh God!
We took St. Margaret of Shawnee out to dinner last Saturday night for her 80th birthday. It was lovely. Jasper put us up in a very, very private room, not the private room that's in the. In the main dining area.
This
was the private, private
room.
Oh,
I love the private
room. Near his office.
Yes, the private, private room.
I didn't even know that room existed. So we had all the cousins down at one end of the table. They're laughing, getting along. My brother and me and our significant others, his wife, my girlfriend, and my mom are at the other end. I don't know how this came up, but I said it again. I said, I am the only... My brother is very... interesting, funny, bizarre, weird, all these things, right? He chases geese in his backyard.
He's a fun-loving guy.
Yeah, he's a great guy. He's my ride or die, now that my ride or die died, Michael.
Wow.
And we get into this conversation about what is normal. And I said to my significant other, my brother, his wife, and my mom, I said, I don't mean to be rude, but I'm the only normal person that I know. And my brother almost spit out his food.
Yeah.
And he goes, you are not normal.
Mm-hmm.
And that hurt my feelings.
Why did it hurt your feelings? You have been on this I'm the most normal one train for like 6 weeks now.
Yeah.
Why did it hurt your feelings? It's okay to not be normal. I'm not normal.
I'm Mackie, not normal.
I know the two of you aren't normal.
Dan? No.
No. Dan is the most not normal.
Oof.
I say that with much love.
Oh, that's fine.
From a not normal person to another.
Well, it's not something that I'm seeking. I'm not seeking to be normal or be perceived as normal.
Normal is boring.
Boring.
Hi, how are you?
Normal as average.
Okay. I love you guys.
Love you too.
What just happened?
It's okay to embrace that you can be a little extra.
Should we have a group hug during the break? I feel like we should.
We need to put the train on the tracks at some point.
Okay. Just,
do we have to?
So yesterday we opened up with the 50 greatest SNL actors.
Yeah.
Okay. Now USA Today has taken it a step further. The 50 best SNL sketches of all time. We're only going to focus on the top 10.
Okay.
Go ahead, whenever you're ready.
Oh, are you asking? Oh, yeah. It's got to be Matt Foley. In a van down by the river. That's got to be one of them.
Matt Foley is number two, Michael Mackey.
Okay. More cowbell.
More cowbell is number four.
All right.
Good job.
Two for two.
Dan, you're welcome to chime in.
Trying to remember what it's called.
Debbie Downer. You'll love Debbie Downer.
Didn't make it.
Oh.
The one that I loved was the, oh gosh, what was it? Will Ferrell, he was like a morning news anchor, and their teleprompter went out, and they didn't know what to do.
Talking about Anchorman?
No, on SNL, it was a skit.
I remember which one you're talking about, and they
don't waste your breath, it's not in the top 10.
All right.
Wake up and smile.
Cheeseburger, is that on there?
Number six.
Okay. Ooh.
Rosanna Dana.
What about, isn't that special, Church Lady?
Church Lady did not make it, believe it or not.
Blasphemy.
Mm-hmm.
So to speak.
Number
nice,
one.
Nice, Dan. Wait, that was nice.
Wait, what about that weird, one where, what was her name? Kate McKinnon gets abducted by aliens. It was Ryan Gosling.
I don't
Gosling.
Know, but that one was hilarious and incredibly inappropriate.
No.
Okay, I give up then. I gave it the old college try.
Okay, I'm not familiar with this one, but number 10 is Unfrozen Caveman Lawyer.
Ugh, boring. That was
number 9 is NPR's Delicious Dish.
Sweaty Balls.
Sweaty Balls.
Oh, yep. How can I forget Sweaty Balls?
Rice. I do like rice.
Number 8, I'm surprised you guys didn't get this one, Celebrity Jeopardy.
Oh, yes.
With Burt Reynolds and Sean Connery.
That would be Therapists.
Sarah Palin.
Mr. Connery.
I can see Russia from my house.
Dresses hilarious. The Nation. Number 7. Number 6 was Cheeseburger, Chips, and Pepsi. Number 5 was from 2015. I don't remember this one. Meet Your Second Wife.
Oh.
It was a game show.
It was a game show.
Okay.
I remember that.
Number 4 was More Cowbell.
Okay.
Number 3, I'm surprised, guys. Eddie Murphy in Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood Nutrition.
Oh, yeah.
Who is it?
Number 2 is Matt Foley, Van Down by the River. And number 1...
Wayne's World?
No, it did not make the top 10. Word Association from 1975.
Oh, with...
Going way back.
Garrett Morris and... who was the host that week? You could never, never...
Oh, that was the one with Richard Pryor.
Richard Pryor.
And Chase.
Chevy Chase. Not Garrett Morris, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you could never get away with that.
That was groundbreaking.
Michael Mackey filling in today for Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. He is Dan Weinbaum. My name is Scott, here on KMBZ. Story here from NBC News. I want to be careful with this one because it involves our industry, but our industry impacts many of you, especially those of you who occasionally listen to music radio. More than 300 recording artists, including some of the biggest names in the music industry, are pressing lawmakers to pass a bill that would require radio stations to pay them for the rights to play their songs. Now, you would think, well, wait a minute. I thought radio stations already paid to play songs, and that's true.
ASCAP,
that's right. Well, no. Follow me here. Radio stations pay ASCAP, who then pass on that money to the writers of those songs. If you hear a song on the radio, let's say most country artists don't write their own stuff.
Right.
So if you hear a song on the radio by Kenny Chesney, chances are he doesn't make a penny off of that song being played on the radio. Now, he makes money if you go to his concert, if you buy his CDs, which are hard to find nowadays.
That's why he's been touring forever.
Yeah, that's why a lot of bands will tour well into their 70s, Kiss, because their songs aren't being played on the radio very much anymore.
And
they want to keep making money.
This has been in place for years and years and years.
I think since the beginning of ASCAP.
Yeah.
So these artists, including among them Aerosmith, which, by the way, strangely writes most of their own songs, Celine Dion, James Taylor, who I think writes all of his songs, Jelly Roll, Mariah Carey, say they are missing out on potentially billions of dollars of royalties they think they're entitled to.
You're not. We decided that a long time ago.
Yeah.
And it's not new.
What they're saying is we may not have written the song, but we performed the song. Therefore, we're entitled to a cut. And you can certainly make the argument, you know, without Aerosmith playing that song that you wrote, you wouldn't be making any money.
Now, they can strike a deal on the front end where even if they didn't write the song, they can buy the master from that writer, and then they are the ones that get the royalties. It all comes down to however they decide to write the deal on the front end. Why are they going after radio stations for them signing a bad deal?
Well, I was talking to a good friend of mine 2 days ago who had one top 40 hit. He wrote one top 40 hit, okay? And we were talking about how artists used to always do these radio station tours, and they would come and they would play in the kitchen or something, you know, to 20 people here at the radio station. And he said, you know why we did that? Because every time you play one of our songs, we get 3 to 5 cents. Literally, that's what ASCAP will pay them. For every time it gets played on a radio station, we receive 3 pennies to a nickel. He goes, but if it's on Spotify, we get like 0.3 of a penny.
Oh, it's nothing.
Oh. Yeah.
Streaming revenue through that is
so
very low.
If these artists really want to make their money, they need to go to Congress and argue Spotify needs to pay us more.
But again, it's the price that you pay when you sign the deal to be published on something like Spotify.
Correct.
You are standing there looking at Goliath and saying, I can't live without you, but I'm going to demand more from you in the process. You can't do that. If you want to branch off, and there have been artists that have tried to do that and start up their own streaming services.
Garth Brooks,
it
Prince.
Doesn't work. They've tried. It's been tried and tried again, and the big dog will always prevail.
It goes to the root of the whole music industry and how it's set up and who gets what. I mean, the songwriter gets these credits and money, and the performer doesn't. And, well, why? Because that's the way it's been set
up.
But
is that fair?
They signed the deal.
I know, but let's take No Shoes, No Shirt, No Problem by Kenny Chesney. Okay, let's keep going with Kenny Chesney. I guarantee you he didn't write that song. Guarantee it. I'd bet my next paycheck on it. But that song would not be a hit nor a money maker for the writer if Kenny Chesney hadn't sung it.
And Kenny Chesney would never have been able to sing that song had the writer not come up
with
it.
So why not split it 50-50?
Well, you're asking for people and a business system to be altruistic.
Or fair.
Or fair. And, well, you know.
Look at, like, the Go-Go's. The Go-Go's broke up. Primarily because Jane Wiedlin wrote a majority of the songs. So Jane Wiedlin was making a ton of money off the first two albums, and the other four performers, including Belinda Carlisle, who did the heavy lifting, weren't making as much. So the Go-Go's were gone.
But, I mean, look at Taylor Swift. She wrote every single one of her songs early on.
Mm-hmm.
Now she has help on a lot of her songs. But early on, she wrote every single word of every single one of her songs. She needed the publicity, so she signed a bad deal. She signed that deal so that she could be launched into the fandom that she has today. Now she's a multi-billionaire and has the ability to buy back her masters because of the success that she has gained. She would never have gotten to where she got without signing that bad deal.
But see, here's a band that I really appreciate. Van Halen, for example. When they started, and it was always like this for every record that they ever did, even when Sammy Hagar came into the band. On the back of their albums, it said songs written by David Lee Roth, Eddie Van Halen, Alex Van Halen, and Michael Anthony. Michael Anthony and Alex Van Halen barely wrote any songs, if any. The music was always written by Eddie Van Halen. The lyrics were always written by David Lee Roth. But any time that Jump or Jamie's Crying, you name the Van Halen song, Panama, anytime that got played on the radio, all four of them got 25%.
And that's the band doing that, you know, to ensure that the band splits the proceeds, et cetera, et cetera.
Now, if their argument is we need to change the way the music industry works, that's a fair argument. But going after radio stations to have to cough up money because they signed a deal that they're not happy with, don't sign the deal if you're not happy with it.
And I would make the argument radio stations do not need to pay out more. What they need to do is rework the arrangement. That, let's say it's 3 to 5 cents for every time we play your song, okay? 50% of that 3 to 5 cents goes to the songwriter. Half of the 3 to 5 cents goes to the performers.
It could work.
And let's call it even. And then, if they really wanted to make money, rework your deals with Spotify.
I mean, I'm going to buy a car, and then in 6 months, I'm going to go back to the dealership and say, you know, I want
$1,000. 913-586-7798. 913-586-7798. Here on Dana and Parks.
Get it, Sam. Throw your hands in the air like you just don't care.
1991?
Let me check.
I feel like it's 92.
You both are wrong. The album World Power by Snap. Released in 1990.
Ugh. When did the song become a hit?
Well, that's not what you said. I don't know.
Story here, 1 in 6 couples say this Valentine's Day, which is tomorrow, could be make or break for them this year, according to a new survey. A survey examining how America takes Valentine's Day to its heart found that 17% of those in a serious relationship or marriage felt that this year was particularly crucial for their relationship. This rises to 1 in 5 for those who are unmarried, but in a serious relationship, who consider February 14th make or break, but drops to 17% when you add in married couples.
I think if you're putting that much weight on a single day that is all about corporate greed and getting money, you need to reevaluate your relationship anyway.
Wow.
Next. No, I'm just kidding.
Wow. Sam has spoken.
I did find out finally what the plant is because I'm not doing the flowers this year.
Oh, the plant that you...
I fell on the sword last night and I asked the question again.
So how did it go down?
I just said, remind me again what plant it is that you want since we're not doing flowers this year. Because every year I buy a bouquet of flowers, the old traditional thing. And
they're dead in 2 weeks.
This year they're expected to be like $100. And I looked at her and she's a plant lady. I was like, I know you'd rather have a plant. What do you want? And then within 48 seconds, I forgot what she said. And now I know. It's a spider plant. She's getting a spider plant.
Spider plant.
Those things live forever.
Now, the one thing I am slacking on, and I did fail to do this the first year in our relationship, is get her. She is a big fan of chocolate-covered strawberries.
Oh, yeah. There's a Russell Stover's right down the street.
So I do need to get those before tomorrow.
I'm picking some of those up tonight.
Can you get another set?
How
many?
We'll talk.
Okay.
Thanks. I ate some yesterday. Thank you, Russell
Stover. They were delicious.
For bringing some in.
2 days ago.
See, I'm not going crazy. I got her a very nice card with a wooden keychain on the front that has an X and an L-O-V-E in the X.
Aww.
And the card reads, wherever you go, so does my love.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's precious.
And then I'm going to get her...
A spider plant.
No. I'm going to get her some Russell Stover's chocolate-covered strawberries tonight, and then we're going to... late lunch on Saturday.
We are doing dinner tomorrow night, Friday night, Valentine's Day. Guys, if you haven't planned anything, you're going to Applebee's. I'm sorry. That's about it. I booked
What's the knock on Apple? I like
3 weeks ago, and I got the very last spot.
Where?
Aquapenny.
Nice.
Yeah.
Guess where I'm going? Bamboo Pennies. Hey-o. We'll be in the same family, the same penny family.
We can high five on the way to the parking lot.
Hey-o.
Like a bunch of bros?
Like bruh. Like hey, bruh.
Sup, dude?
Bruh, dude.
I'm going to get me some. You going to get you some? Okay, nerds. Wow, we got real quiet in here.
Bah.
But I mean, I get that story because for whatever reason, we put a lot of weight on Valentine's Day. I get that study.
Do you feel forced?
It is forced. It most certainly is forced. There's no significance to February 14th. Zero. There is only significance
because it's a Hallmark holiday.
We're told that it's significant.
Well, but aren't we told that Mother's Day and Father's Day is significant? I mean, those are made-up days, are they not?
That's true.
Today is Galentine's Day, so this is the day that you go out with your gal pals.
You know what I weigh my relationship on is Taco Tuesday, once a week.
Taco Tuesday.
Mm. But let's be honest. There are a lot of holidays that we, and I mean, calling Valentine's Day a holiday is a little bit of a stretch.
Holiday!
But there are holidays that we have that are kind of forced on us. President's Day?
Yeah. Well, I mean, once a month.
Are we back to where you were in the 5 o'clock hour yesterday?
The once a month government holidays that we get to enjoy are a perk because they mean that everybody gets at least one day off a month.
Okay, but I mean.
But yeah, I mean, if you're going out and having a massive barbecue because it's President's Day, then yeah, I guess it's kind of forced on you.
I mean, Valentine's Day, Mother's Day, Father's Day. Father's Day, by the way, needs to be moved out of the month of June.
Oh, you've got a bone to pick with Father's Day, do you?
Oh, I do. Because once every 6 or 7 years, Father's Day falls on my birthday. I might as well have been born on Christmas.
Mm.
If my children want to honor me as their father, and I think I did a pretty decent job, it's completely lost in the wash when it falls on my birthday. And that's not fair.
He wants two sets of presents.
I don't want presents at all.
I do.
I have everything I could possibly want, which is why I told the girls on Christmas, I said, don't buy me anything for Christmas. Oh, come on, Dad.
From the text line, you should romance all year long.
Yeah, if you need a day...
That's kind of my point.
Yeah, it's a fair point, too. If you need a day to show the significant other in your life that you appreciate them, you're probably not doing it right. I'm not judging. I'm not Delilah. I'm not here to give you romance advice. God knows I'm not. Stop. But if you need a day to go out and treat the person in your life well... You might want to reevaluate the relationship. Just saying.
Did you guys know that I'm very... I don't think I've ever shared this. Do you know that my motto for dessert is ABC, anything but chocolate? Do you know that I...
Really?
No. I had one of those chocolate-covered strawberries yesterday just because you...
Forced it on you?
Forced
like
it
Like Valentine's
upon
Day right. upon society?
And I was
You're like, bitter today, by the way.
And I was like, you know, still not... I've tried. I'm just not a chocolate fan.
Have you tried dark chocolate?
No, I don't care for any of
I'm
it.
I'm not a big chocolate fan either.
It's not, like if, it would be the last thing I ever get at a restaurant. Like, I will take a cobbler or a tart or anything over ABC, anything but chocolate. That's just me. I'm weird, I know.
Chocolate and horses.
Yeah, horses.
Scar, what is your thing with horses?
You know this, I have a freakish, irrational fear of horses. No.
Have you ever been on one?
Yes, but I've never had a bad experience with a horse. I just don't care for them. So back in the day when
They're
I would hear that-
beautiful and majestic.
They will also eat your face off if you're not careful. So if you would hear-
What?
Yeah, that's my phobia. It's a weird one. So if there was the clip-clop of the Cinderella carriage on the plaza, I would be running for my life. And you guys know this because one whole day, one whole segment, all you did was play the- sound, which rankled.
That is true.
Which,
yeah, I remember that.
Rankled my ire. Oof. Oof.
Did it get your goat?
It got my goat.
Huh.
But wow. Yeah, it's irrational. It's called equinophobia. There was a Chiefs player who was famous for that. There was a Chiefs player who had equinophobia. He didn't like war paint. He would always bolt whenever war paint came on the. I know I'm not making this up, but I don't know my Chiefs players, so. Barry? Was his name Barry? Eric?
Barry Ward?
Eric Barry.
Oh, I was right.
Eric Barry was not a fan of horses.
Bam.
He was not a fan of horses.
Bam, bam, bam. Nope. All right. Absolutely not. Nope. I'll walk. No! I'm out.
You just got here.
I don't care. That just made all the hairs in the back of my neck stand up, and not in a good way.
Oh.
Oh, horses. Ugh.
I'm sorry. Jeez.
Man, the text line is roasting you today, Scott.
Oh, that's fine. I don't care. All right. Sorry, Michael. What are they saying?
4740. I'm not a narcissist. Hi, I'm Scott. I want Father's Day changed so that my birthday doesn't fall on it.
Fair point. Fair point. All right, when we get back, Scarlett Johansson is upset.
She's going to be on the SNL thing on Sunday.
Which, by the way, starts at 7 o'clock on Sunday night.
And the concert, the SNL concert, starts tomorrow night at 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
You're going to have 6 hours of Saturday Night Live this
weekend. It's going to be awesome.
Awesome.
It's going to be awesome. Anyway, Scarlett Johansson is furious about an AI video that popped up featuring her and a bunch of other celebrities.
Oh, it was a deep fake.
Deep, deep fake.
Deep, deep fake.
We'll get to that in just a moment here on Dana and Parks. Some things.
Laugh all you want.
From the text line, Michael, you're not crazy. I was bitten in the face by a horse when I was a kid. I can still see that bleep's face and her teeth.
Bleep.
Oh, this is sweet. My day is perfect. Michael Mackey is on the radio.
Oh, thanks, 5619.
Scarlett Johansson is urging lawmakers to regulate the use of artificial intelligence after her likeness was used without her consent in a fake viral video that appears to show a handful of celebrities protesting the rapper Kanye West. The video, which is circulated across Twitter and Instagram, shows doctored clips of celebrities including Scarlett Johansson, rapper Drake, Jerry Seinfeld, Steven Spielberg, Adam Sandler, wearing T-shirts with the Star of David inside of a hand making a middle finger gesture. The word Kanye is written below. The video ends with a call to join the fight against anti-Semitism.
So this was a pushback because, well, obviously we've seen the saga of Kanye West over the last 7 years now. And recently he's always had a very popular clothing line, even through all of this, whatever you want to call it, craziness. His clothing brand remained pretty popular. Well, he pulled every single item off of his clothing brand website, leaving only one, which was a T-shirt
with a swastika.
With nothing on it but a swastika.
Yeah, he's lost his mind.
Yeah, absolutely.
We all know we've avoided the story all week, but now it's hard to avoid it because Scarlett Johansson and other actors and celebrities are being used without their consent through
their likenesses. Yeah,
yeah, through AI to, in effect, protest Kanye West and his bizarre, mentally unstable, anti-Semitic clothing line.
Now, still, though, it's pretty freaky deaky how, I mean, that particular video, Scarlett Johansson didn't look exactly like her. You could tell something was amiss, but they're getting to the point where you can't decipher between what's real and what's not.
Well, there were a couple of weeks ago, I started getting into Facebook has completely lost it for me because it's something Michael Mackey wrote, an ad, Sam Stevie, somebody I knew in high school, ad. And so the only thing I use Facebook for anymore is the reels. And I'm obsessed with reels. So I should have got on TikTok. But I'm watching this weird cartoon. What did you call it?
So you were getting a lot of videos of people doing ridiculous things in Dodge Ram TRXs. If you're
right.
A truck guy, you know what that is. If you're not a truck guy, you have no idea what I'm talking
and
about.
And so these guys would pull up at an intersection next to a cop car and just take off. And then they'd
do a couple of donuts.
Yeah, hit a bridge. The driver would fly out onto the highway. And I'm like, I go, Sam, this can't be real. Sam points out to me, Scott, look at the bottom. It's hashtagged AI.
Grand Theft Auto. It's not even AI.
Whatever.
It's just a video game. But yeah.
He goes, Scott, everything you're watching is not real. It's all fake.
But also another one, a big topic that you like to watch on Reels are particularly Denzel Washington
giving a motivational speech.
Motivational speeches.
Mm-hmm.
That man has given like 3 motivational speeches in his life, and 99% of the videos on Facebook Reels featuring his voice, he never said those words. They just took all of his voice work from his movies and are using AI to create some fabricated motivational speech to make a video out of it to get clicks.
Now, I've gotten rid of the TRX because every time one of those comes up, I immediately skip it. So they've reworked my algorithm.
Nice.
To know that I don't like, you know, fake truck driving off a bridge and the driver flying out onto the highway. But I do still like the Denzel Washington voiced, air quotes, motivational, you know, 30-second clips. And so I've kept those, even though I know that they are fake.
And even,
because they're still inspirational.
Even the writing is from AI. I mean, these creators, and we've talked about it before, a big popular backdrop for that is Minecraft parkour.
I'm sorry?
Parkour. You know, you jump from one thing to another. It's a big theme in Minecraft videos.
I thought you said Minecraft park whore.
No, parkour.
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 Yeah. And so they'll grab a random generated video of some Minecraft character jumping around, and they'll put these motivational speeches over the top of it because it gives something interesting for the eyes to look at, while what you're really wanting is what it's saying. What it's saying was written by AI, the voice generated by AI, but you can't tell it's not Denzel Washington.
No, it sounds just like him.
I made the mistake once of clicking on a video where I think it was like a leopard attacked a crocodile in the water. And I was like, oh, look at that.
Oh, don't tell me that's fake. I like that one.
Well,
I'll tell you.
Oh.
Well, I made the mistake of clicking on it. And now it's like every other one of my reels is a fake AI, you know.
Animals so killing animals?
You can go into the settings and reset your algorithm, but it's very quickly going to go back to the same things.
It's like, you know, hippo attacks crocodile, but not real. It looks real, but AI.
How do I know it's not real? Because I watch a lot of those, like, Mutual of Omaha Wild Kingdom videos, and I love them.
Well, Mutual of Omaha is real.
Well, the look of it, the way things move, and the plausibility of what you're watching.
Yeah.
The problem is you have to be an expert at this to be able to figure out whether things are real or not.
You guys are ruining my morning fun.
Look closely. I mean, their AI always has errors. For example, in the Scarlett Johansson video, her hand disappears for a second. I don't think her hand disappeared in that video and then came back.
There was one where a polar bear was swimming to a boat through a sea of orcas, and one of the orcas literally went right through the polar bear.
Yeah. Totally real. I mean, that happens in nature.
Yeah.
It could happen.
Michael Mackey, filling in for Dana Wright. Dan Weinbaum has the news in 2 minutes.
Save a
here
horse,
on Dana and Parks.
Ride a cowboy.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.